When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We've got a special announcement for you today. It's a new way to get all the information you want about Texas Tech Red Raider baseball, and I've got a special guest with me to announce it. This is Dinger Derby.
Welcome to Dinger Derby, the official podcast of RedRaiderDugout.com.
The only website completely devoted to Texas Tech baseball.
Join Keith Patrick twice a week for team news, guests, ranking updates, and game reports. We'll be hitting taters with the Red Raiders from opening weekend all the way through Omaha. This is Dinger Derby.
Well, welcome in, my friends. The calendar has turned to February, and you know what that means. College baseball right around the corner, and we have a special announcement for you today. You heard a teaser there in the brand new intro. I have Randy Rosetta with me to announce that we are starting today live RedRaiderDugout.com, a website devoted 100% to covering Texas Tech baseball, and Dinger Derby will now call RedRaiderDugout.com home. And I want to start things off by saying thank you to Seth and all the folks over at StakingThePlains.com, giving me a start, giving me an opportunity, my first opportunity to do some sports writing. I still want to collaborate with those guys. We'll still do some cross-posting and things like that. They do a fantastic job over there at Staking the Plains, and just want to say thank you to them. And to Michael and Spencer at the 23 Personnel Podcast, they're constantly plugging Dinger Derby, and really were kind of my inspiration to get this thing going, thinking that, you know, hey, there's a couple of guys that are passionate and they're going to do something and bring some news out to the fans, and I wanted to do the same. So, but Randy, we're going to talk a little bit about you and kind of where you come from. We met through my daytime job, my real job that actually pays money. You cover prep sports all around Lubbock, and so you came back and started Hub City Preps, and I've talked about it a little bit on the show, and you and George are connected way back in the day as well. I think fans would probably be familiar with you from that, especially if they're familiar with Lubbock High School athletics and Hub City Preps. Fantastic job covering local sports. But you have a long history in Lubbock and coming here from Kansas, and then a long history in college baseball too. So tell us just a little bit about your experience. And folks, just to lead into it from the beginning, you know, I'm a fan doing a podcast and loving Tech baseball. Randy's a real deal journalist that's done a lot of baseball coverage, and so that's why I'm excited about teaming up with him.
Well, and you kind of touched on the oldness, been around for a while. I was at the AJ from 97 to 2003, so a lot of folks out there that are up in age compared to me and you may remember me. I covered Texas Tech basketball the last 4 years of James Dickey. I tease him all the time that he was a good coach until I covered him. And then I covered a couple of years of Mike Leach football, which will it'll put hair on your chest covering Mike Leach.
No doubt. Yeah.
Covered a lot of high school sports back then. Was fortunate enough to meet a young lady from Plainview who somehow I convinced to marry me, and she has stuck with me for 23 years. And then got an itch to kind of move around. We moved to Midland from here. We went to Auburn, Alabama, and then laid some roots down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I covered LSU. Started out covering basketball and football primarily, and then in 2008, LSU baseball became one of my primary beats. So from 2008 to 2017, I covered LSU baseball, and anybody who's listening to this and is a college baseball fan knows what LSU means in the college baseball landscape. Got the opportunity between the newspapers I worked for and FoxSports.com to go to 7 College World Series between 2008 and 2017. I think 5 of those years I covered the championship series. So I got a lot of college baseball background that I never dreamed I would have been able to do. I grew up in Topeka, Kansas, just 2 hours south of Omaha. I'd never been there until I went to cover the College World Series for an employer. Got up there, fell in love with it. Just like all of you who have been up there, you understand that it's a unique experience in the American sports landscape. It's something that's very important. It's becoming more important. My passion is college baseball and high school sports kind of neck and neck. And I'm very excited about this because this is a chance to kind of jump back in. Really have been out of it. The last time I really covered college baseball heavily was the 2017 championship series between LSU and Florida, and then kind of adjusted and did some things to spend some more time with family. Wound up back here in 2018 when my older daughter decided she wanted to be a Red Raider, and met Keith, told him of this idea that I'd had back in Baton Rouge, and we kind of, our wavelengths connected, and now 18 months later?
It probably has been about 18 months, I'm guessing. I'm not really.
I think I met you at a friendship baseball game that first spring. So
that's almost 2 years. Yeah. A couple of seasons ago. So, Randy, yeah, we had lunch and talked about what this could be. Randy gave me his vision for a website to cover baseball. I had no idea how to do that, how to start that, how to do any of that stuff, but certainly web design. But I had started Dinger Derby because there was a gap. And we both think that there's great national media out there, certainly in college baseball. We both have friends at D1 Baseball and know them well. I think they do a great job. In fact, you folks can look ahead this week. I'll have an interview with Mike Rooney, who's recently joined D1 Baseball. He's an ESPN college baseball analyst. But it doesn't matter how good the national coverage is. A single team fan will never get their itch scratched by going there. Now, you'll get good content. They'll have good perspective. They'll do their homework, but you're never going to get everything you want from national coverage because you're interested in Texas Tech. And that's why I started Dinger Derby from the podcast side, and now that's why we've started RedRaiderDugout.com. And Randy, I think you have some pretty good perspective about what you saw LSU do and what their progression was towards one of the true blue bloods in college baseball and kind of where Texas Tech is sitting right now. And I think most would argue Texas Tech has established themselves as a premier blue blood program in the landscape over the last almost 10 years now.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And now, unfortunately, I wasn't there at the ground floor when LSU began their rise. That I've not sowed all my wild oats, both professionally and personally at that point. But if you've listened to me on radio, I'm on 100.7 FM here in town, 1 to 3 every day. And I've said this a couple of times to different partners. Texas Tech baseball right now is at about the same stage LSU was at before they reeled off all the championships. Mm-hmm. LSU went to the College World Series 4 times under Skip Bertman before they won their first championship in 91. If that doesn't sound familiar, then you're new. You haven't been paying attention. Texas Tech's on that same kind of cusp. They've been on the rise. There's no doubt that they're competitive. You mentioned they may not be a blue blood yet, but their blood is sure turning. They've established that they are a team to be reckoned with, a program to be reckoned with. And what's cool is the comparisons don't stop there. I think you see a lot of the same things with Texas Tech in terms of the fan base, the passion the fans have for it. And that's been there all along, but it's just enhanced now with the success they've had. Tim Tadlock has done a lot of the same things that Skip Bertman and Paul Maneri did at LSU, and that's build with kind of a local, at least statewide, recruiting base, and there's kids that are familiar to people. What's one of the things we want to do? We want to make sure that y'all are getting more familiar with kids as they get here, mm-hmm. and then they stick around for 3 or 4 years. This is basically a sports page devoted to Texas Tech baseball. It's going to be something new for us. It's going to be something new for you guys, and I hope you really like it because we're going to work hard, and it's going to be really dedicated to Texas Tech baseball, which is a little bit different than a lot of places have had.
Yeah, absolutely. I put the tagline up the other day, watering the tree for Texas Tech baseball fans. And I think that it's an opportunity to bring a lot of news and a lot of eyeballs to Tech baseball. I think there's a lot of great interest in Tech baseball. That's obvious. If you've ever tried to get season tickets, you know the list is long. But I do think that there is an appetite for more information. And we're not here to be a fan blog. There's some good ones out there. Staking the Plains is a great one for sure. But Randy is a journalist that's well-respected, and we want to bring you professional coverage. Dinger Derby will continue and be a part of Red Raider Dugout. George and Gus will be a part of what we're doing as well. George is working on a post for us right now. Gus told him to keep it under 20,000 words. So, but I think that at the end of the day, we want to drive excitement and be a part of this ride that Texas Tech is on. And I don't mean riding the coattails, but helping to drive engagement, drive some eyeballs, and to give you a little bit of information. Now, we're not here to give away the farm, and there's still things about college baseball that are unique and still a little bit secretive. And so we'll give you recruiting as best we can. And the next time a Braxton Fulford or a Michael Davis walks in the door, we want you to be very familiar with them. And Randy is very well positioned to do that because his other site, HubCityPreps.com, covers high school sports all over the Lubbock area. And so there's a great opportunity to see some local talent and to even connect with them at an earlier level as they work towards hopefully coming to Texas Tech, as you do have a very strong baseball base all around this area. And one of my favorite parts of the site is the Red Raiders in the pros portion. And I did a ton of work in there so that you could go back and see every Red Raider that's been an MLB player, every Red Raider that's ever played professional baseball of any stripe. And as I built that, I realized how many guys have come from Lubbock, Texas, from Monterey, from Coronado, from Friendship. It's been a really great base, and it continues to be. But you're right. I think that what they've built is impressive, and we want to bring some of that to you. And like I said, you're not going to be able to go to national media usually and get all of what you want. You'll get some good things. You'll get some bad things as well. So I listened to some podcasts this week, and I was frustrated. We want to give you more than that. Dinger Derby has always given you that, and Red Raider Dugout will as well. But Randy, some of the things we've talked about, I mean, we'll be looking at recruiting classes, we'll be looking at guys, but we want to get into meeting some players, doing some profiles. Give us some ideas kind of what you're thinking about coverage-wise.
Well, what you just touched on is going to be a big part of it. And there's going to be kind of the daily grind stuff. Recaps, previews, just the nuts and bolts information you want before you start to watch a game or a series. And then kind of a wrap-up of what happens after a weekend. Now, there will be recaps after every game.
Sure.
But it will kind of be a partner with the podcast. We'll look back at what happened that weekend and then start looking ahead. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be, I'm not going to say the P word anymore. But this is going to be a little bit different season because you never know. Hopefully, knock on as many pieces of wood as I can, there won't be many interruptions because of the virus that this season will go on. You know, there won't be go Friday morning and not know if there's going to be baseball that weekend. But we're going to get into routines, but we're also going to have stuff, profiles on players, you know, maybe something short, just telling you a little bit about a guy that maybe doesn't play much, or we will go in depth on some of the guys you do know well. So it's going to be, like I said, it will be a sports page that is specifically focused on something a lot of you guys, well, obviously you've got passion for if you're listening to this podcast.
Hope so.
So
they're not rushing bots. I can tell you that.
It's going to be very unique in this market, very unique. I don't know that there's anything like this anywhere else. I'd actually talked to Keith, had mentioned some guys that names that you know, Kyle Peterson from ESPN, Kendall from D1 Baseball. We had discussed this way back when with an LSU potential page, and their reaction was really positive. They didn't think there was anything like this. Well, here we go. We're about to we're going to be trendsetters, Keith.
Yeah, I hope so. I mentioned it to Runes, and he thought that there might be something somewhere in the SEC. I haven't seen it. I think that you see a lot of sports blogs and, you know, kind of covering full teams, but I haven't seen anything baseball specific. There's really very few schools in the country that have sports specific pages. I've seen like basketball at Michigan and a couple of things like that here and there, but I'm very excited about it, Randy. I think it's going to be fun. I think that you are going to bring some great content, and I'm glad that the podcast will continue with it, and we'll have Gus and George in the mix as well. But at the end of the day, we're here to provide great coverage for Texas Tech baseball fans, and I hate to be super biased because you're like a real deal journalist and I'm just an idiot with a microphone, but I want to do things to help this program. I want to see it grow. I want to see the team succeed. And at the end of the day, we're going to do that with good, honest reporting, but we want to bring you great information and help you just be that much more excited. Nothing makes a game more fun than understanding the storylines and the mores that kind of weave themselves through that series over a weekend. That's what the fun part is. And frankly, that makes for the best heckling as well. So you're always welcome to join us on the first base side. Get a little bit of that done too. Anything else, Randy, that you want to touch on or bring to the folks before we wrap this up?
Nope. I'm just excited to get this started. Can't imagine three better guys to be associated with. I've known George since 1997. George and I were actually roommates. My wife introduced him to his wife. So there's a lot of connective tissue between the Rosettas and Watsons. I mentioned that I've got to know Gus through Jimmy Webster. I wish I was as baseball smart as Mike Gustafson. I don't know that I've met many people
Same.
Who are. And then Keith and I have just hit it off. In fact, Keith's got a baby daughter. I've got two that I still call my baby daughters. And I'm trying to prepare him for what lies ahead. He's going to get gray hair, and he's going to start hearing songs on the radio, and the room's going to get dusty, and he's not going to know what to do with it. So I feel connected. I know I'm connected to George. I know I'm connected with Gus, and I've built a good rapport with Keith in these last 18 months.
Hashtag girl dad. Yeah. Randy, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Everybody get out there right now. Go to RedRaiderDugout.com. It is live. It is there for you to click through and enjoy. We have a few posts up. There'll be a ton of information coming. On the front page, you can sign up for the newsletter, and that'll be probably a weekly email that'll come to you with a roundup of the posts that we've made. And, of course, they'll all go out on social media. Speaking of social media, you can follow me at Keith B. Patrick. Randy, where can they follow you?
You can go at Randy Rosetta. I'm not smart enough to do anything real fancy with mine.
At Randy Rosetta, at Keith B. Patrick, at TTU George, George for George, and then at Gus26 for Dr. Mike Gustafson. But for those of you that have followed Dinger Derby over these years on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, those have changed as well. So it's at Red Raider Dugout now. We've changed the Dinger Derby Twitter account. Facebook is Red Raider Dugout and Instagram as well. So Dinger Derby now a part of RedRaiderDugout.com, and we are excited about what's coming up. I'll have you another episode this week with Mike Rooney of ESPN and D1Baseball.com, and then we'll have the crew together and do a fall recap and a season look ahead as the Red Raiders prepare to open things up February 19th at the Rangers College Classic in a Big 12 SEC showdown. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be around. Interact with us on social media. Tell your friends about the website. Thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Until then, wreck 'em.
Thanks for tuning in to Dinger Derby and sharing our love for Texas Tech Red Raider baseball.
You can connect with Keith on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Red Raider Dugout.
And find more great Tech baseball coverage at RedRaiderDugout.com. Help us out by rating us and leaving a review on iTunes. And remember to tell your friends about the show. Keith will be back soon with another episode of Dinger Derby. And until then, wreck 'em Tech.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Be the first one to fire. Every man is a liar. There's just one kind of man who tells the truth. That's a dead man or a gringo like me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.